Coach's Insight continues here on KARE 93.7, talking Jefferson County North basketball, joined by girls head coach, that is Steve Knoll. And coach, team coming off a nice win over McLouth on Tuesday, 43-38. You know, kind of take us back to that ball game and what you like about your team's performance.
Well, we kind of started off a little sluggish last night, and it was 5-5 at the end of the first quarter, and our offense really never did get to clicking, but we made some good little runs. I think right before half, we went up, 8 points on them. And then we were able to keep about a 10 to 12 point lead till about the last 4 minutes or 3 minutes of the game, somewhere in there. And we just had some careless turnovers and let them kind of back down under 10. But, I thought as a whole, defensively, I thought we played a really good game. Offensively, I thought we just kind of seemed out of sync at times. But other than that, you know, it wasn't too bad of a game, to kind of get started with, you know, here after our tournament.
You've won 3 of your last 4, 6 of your last 8. It's a really good stretch that you guys are on. I mean, those couple of losses, you look back, ACCHS a couple of weeks back, that's one of the better teams in the league, obviously, and then recently McLouth in the midseason tournament and the championship game at the JCN tourney. And outside of that, your team continues to win ball games. And, you know, would you say it's maybe one of the better, if not maybe the best stretch that you've put together, winning 6 out of 8, or how are you kind of looking at this last stretch and how your team's performed?
Oh, definitely. I think there since Christmas break, we've came out and we've played pretty well. You know, we've had moments in games where we haven't played that well, but you know, our 3 losses, 2 to ACCHS and 1 to Rossville, but we've basically, it seems like we've gotten a little better each game. And really, that's what you want to start doing this time of year. And you know, we've had different girls step up. I think we've had 5 different girls lead us in scoring in that stretch, you know, at different times in those 8 games or whatever. So we've played well. We just got to continue to keep improving day in and day out.
Coach, it's hard to believe, counting the game coming up on Friday against Moore Hill, which will be the second go-around with them, but just 6 games left in the regular season, just a few weeks left. It's hard to believe. It seems like you blink an eye, and it was the beginning of December, and we were just getting this thing rolling.
Oh, yeah, it's came quick, you know, and it always seems that way. It seems like right after Christmas, there's kind of a slow spell of the season. It seems like it takes a while to get going, but then all of a sudden, man, we're after our tournament, and we're down the home stretch, and you know, we're at that point of the season. We don't have that many practices left. We've just got a lot of games coming up. And, you know, hopefully we can make the adjustments we need where we can continue to improve.
Friday against Moore Hill, second go-around with the Ravens. You saw them early December, second game of the year. Moore Hill got that win by 36-33. It's safe to say both teams probably much different now than they were back in December. So what's this matchup going to look like this go-around?
Well, you know, it's kind of hard to say. We, you know, second game of the season, you know, I think both of us look a lot different now than what we did then. You know, their coach, Luke, he's my son. He knows me pretty well. I hope I know him pretty well. But, you know, it's every time we've played here in the last couple of years, they've been really close games. So, you know, we just got to focus on what we need to take care of and kind of go from there. And hopefully we can kind of get the win back from what they had from us that second game.
Great storylines heading into this one, as always. It's always fun to watch these two play. Jeff County North, Moore Hill, Mount Academy. Second go around on Friday. This one at Moore Hill. Again, JCN on a good stretch, winning 3 of their last 4 and 6 of their last 8. And that is Steve Knoll, JCN girls basketball coach, joining us here on Coach's Insight, KARE 93.7. Coach, appreciate it. Good luck Friday. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks a lot, Brandon.